Spruce trees with uncharacteristically brown-colored needles line the road leading up to Megan Gervais' home on the east end of Homer. Gervais says the trees are losing a fight with a parasite known as the spruce aphid.
If you look here at the corner of McClay and East End Road, and then just all along the Homer bench, you'll see lots of brown trees, and that's from this spruce aphid.
Gervais walks over beds of dead spruce needles to the boundary line between her property and her next door neighbors. Several spruces are grouped together on the property line, partially blocking the view into the yard next door.
You can see over here, that tree is almost entirely defoliated, and some of these are just partially green still. And if you look up close,
Gervais grabs hold of an immature spruce's branch and she points to a section of one of its needles that is still green.
You can see on some of the needles just these little tiny aphids. You have to have really good eyesight. Can you see them there?
Yes,
like right there, there's one.
I don't see it yet. Is it, what color are they?
They're dark green. See, there's like a light green spot and then right above it there's a bump.
Yeah.
And that's an aphid.
I do see it.
They're really hard to see unless somebody points them out. Mm-hmm. But a tiny thing can sure do a lot of damage.
That is a problem for Neil MacArthur, too. He's Megan Gervais' neighbor.
If all of my trees were to be gone, my windbreak would be gone, my privacy would be gone.
But MacArthur isn't too worried. After all, he says the spruce survived the spruce bark beetle kill of the 90s.
I think we'll still have spruce trees despite all of these things.
But Gervais wanted more assurance, so she asked Janice Chumley to come to Homer and take a look. Chumley is a research technician who handles integrated pest management for the Kenai Peninsula Cooperative Extension Service. She breaks down the situation.
Well, an aphid is a very small insect. They're soft-bodied, and they tend to feed by sucking the sap out of things. They repopulate themselves through a great concept known as parthenogenesis, which means that they mate once and then they are all born pregnant females.
Chumley says spruce aphid populations grow at a rapid pace, and the sap in spruce needles is the bug's favorite fare.
Whether it's Sitka spruce or white spruce or Lut spruce.
Chumley says spruce aphids are an invasive species from Europe. They've been found in southeast Alaska for decades, and they've also been seen in Kodiak and in Prince William Sound. But they hadn't ventured into the Kenai Peninsula until last year. Halibut Cove, a community southeast of Homer across Kachemak Bay, noticed them first.
Residents of Halibut Cove had observed it and were very curious about it. And then folks on the Homer bench, and this really is related to the bench, it's a very coastal insect feeder.
On the Homer side, Chumley says the infestation extends from mile 7 on East End Road up to about 350 feet in elevation.
Higher elevations will not find these at all, but coastal trees are the ones that are highest at risk.
Chumley says the aphids are spreading in Homer because of the recent weather conditions.
The last couple of springs have been really warm and dry, and trees are, they like to have it a little cooler and moister. And in addition to that, what would really help to lower the population of these aphids is to have a really cold winter. And for the last two winters, that has not happened.
Still, Chumley says it's unlikely the pests will kill large numbers of spruce.
It's going to make them a little funny looking, though. You know, trees that are full and lush will suddenly become a little bit more sparsely needled.
She says the property owners could spray pesticides to kill the aphids, or they could just water the trees.
Good old strong stream of water can knock these aphids off. It's not going to kill them, but it's certainly going to, they're not strong flyers, so it'll lower the population.
Gervais and MacArthur like the second option.
I have kids, and I don't want them exposed to any additional chemicals.
To learn more about spruce aphids, you can contact Janice Chumley at the Kenai Peninsula Cooperative Extension Service or call the U.S. Forest Service. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.